kill some rebels. Come on, let's go and play. We never get to any more. Let's win this war before they get away. We used to blast whole planets, but now we don't. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna kill some rebels? I really, really hate those rebels.
Go away.
I hope they die.
Initialize sequence.
Check out my podcast on SoundCloud. It's sick. It's sick, sick. Oh, and I'm sorry we destroyed the city.
Jarvis, drop my needle.
The Force with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
You're such a Jedi.
Happy May the 4th, boys and girls. And Mitch.
Thanks. I was like, what about me?
May the 4th be with you. Or, if I actually get off my butt and post this tomorrow, happy Revenge of the 5th.
Yes, the thing that people want to start.
Nah, it's been a thing.
Has it?
Yeah, like a silly little thing the past couple of years. But it's definitely been a thing. I've heard it before.
The funny thing is, the first time I've heard about it was today.
I see.
I was on the radio. I was like, oh, what the hell is this?
All right, anyway. We're off to a smoking start again. Thanks, Mitch.
Hey.
I don't even know who I am anymore. Why don't you introduce me?
Well, the greatest man that ever lived, Jack Lambert.
Thank
Counselor
you, sir.
Jack Lambert.
And with me, as always, is...
Butternugget, which I do not have my song up.
Damn it.
I know.
Fail. You drop it in post.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to get right into tonight's episode because I promised my little one that she would be able to talk, which should be a fairly interesting experiment. So we went and saw Avengers Age of Ultron Thursday night for the advanced screening, and I took her with us. And since this is a Disney film and it's essentially a kid's movie, I thought it'd be kind of fun to get a kid's perspective, other than Mitch's, on how Age of Ultron was. So,
hey, I'm a kid at heart.
That's why I said, other than you. So without further ado, here's my daughter, Brittany. Say hello.
Hello.
So what do you think of Avengers Age of Ultron?
I think it was very good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you like the best? The nap you took?
No. I can't believe you said that.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing.
Well, you shouldn't have fallen asleep.
My favorite part was when Thor got in the water.
Thor got in the water?
And he got shocked by lightning.
Yeah, that was probably every girl's favorite part.
Shut up, Mitch.
You think Thor is handsome?
Yes.
Yeah. How about Iron Man? Is he handsome?
No.
Shame on you. Iron Man's a handsome man.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
So did you like all the action, or did you like just seeing Thor without his shirt on?
I liked all the action.
Yeah? Were you afraid of the Hulk?
A little bit.
A little bit? Why?
Because he's green. You don't like green things?
Shut up, man. What was the question again?
Were you afraid of the Hulk?
A little bit.
Why?
Because, not because he was green, because he's big and he has muscles. One time I had this dream about him.
Yeah?
And it went wrong.
It went wrong? Did he Hulk smash you?
He killed me.
What? No way. Hulk's a good guy.
No.
You're just being crazy.
He killed me.
So, Brittany, would you recommend that other kids go and see Age of Ultron? If somebody's mommy and daddy is listening to our show right now, and they want their kids to go see it, would you go see it with them? or would you recommend they go see it? And then would you go with them? Because then I'd have a babysitter and I wouldn't have to deal with you.
Well, I would recommend to go see it, but if your kids don't, if your parents don't want you listening to bad words, I don't.
Well, good thing you grew up around me and have heard every bad word in the world.
Really, Mitch?
That wasn't Mitch. That was Master Yoda.
It was Mitch.
It was Master Yoda. They call in and listen to us and interact with us.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
They're on Skype.
Right now?
Yeah.
For real, though. Anything else you want to say?
That I also recommend why you say... see this movie was because it was there were some funny parts and then there were some bad parts and yeah
that's it.
No,
all right,
I'm
tell
glad you're here
night.
To tell us these things
and you'll see them next time. Next time we do Kids Corner with Brittany.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not
thank
you.
You.
Not you. Not
oh,
you.
Not me.
Now you can brag to all your friends that you were on.
That you're there. On the podcast.
I went on the podcast.
All right. Say goodnight.
Night, everybody.
Bye.
Peace out.
So there you go. That's why a kid should go see Ultron. But now that the kids have left the room, we can get naughty. What do you think, Mitchell?
Yes.
Put on my sexy voice
for you.
Because
I think we need to talk about you and your growing... appreciation of Thor.
Dude, I was excited to see Thor without a shirt on. Are you kidding me? No, here's the thing. I am very comfortable in my sexuality, and I don't find Thor as attractive as females do. Iron Man is definitely way hotter than Thor, in my humble opinion. But the more Thor is on screen, the more I admire that character. He gets great lines. He's going to get a great third movie, I think, especially with the tie-in that my daughter was talking about where he was in the water. They were definitely setting up Thor 3 and continuing the Thanos storyline.
Yeah.
So, it'll be good.
Yeah, but...
Iron Man's still where it's at, though.
Don't we have a friend in the studio with us?
Well, you just kept on going. I was wondering if we were going to introduce him or if we were just going to... have an audience tonight.
I'm your other daughter. You're so my... I'm just trying to stay as far away from the mic as possible.
That's right. I forgot about you. It happened in a drunken stupor, and I tried to forget. Mitch, do the honors. You've been introducing people all night long.
I have?
You have.
When did I introduce?
You introduced me, and then I introduced my daughter.
You also introduced yourself.
You introduced yourself.
That's everyone else in the room.
Your theme song just played as we were talking there about... my
yeah.
man boner for Thor.
Yeah, you know, the sad part is I'm going to screw this one up too.
My man boner.
You know
boner.
Why?
Ladies
and gentlemen,
boners.
All I know is our guest in here, his first name is Ryan, and I don't remember his last name.
That's okay. It's really hard to remember because it's Kid. It's my
yes.
last name.
It's hard.
That's it.
With two D's. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it? Did you write it down?
Yes, yes. I got it down. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Kidd.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
So you guys didn't know each other in California?
Well, I started the summer that he left.
Yeah.
So
I suppose I should lead people into this. Ryan is a work friend. I will say friend now. I won't even say associate because we've only known each other for like 2 weeks. So I already consider the cat a friend. So that's good.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, man. I don't have many friends. And it's clear why. You know, have you met me? But anyway, he is in town from California to help us out with some work stuff. So, Legoland, to be precise, and I was just wondering why Mitch and you guys, I thought you guys knew each other.
I think it was...
That's why I was like, Mitch, introduce him, because clearly I thought you knew more
friends.
About him than I did.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of meeting, and then I got the job out here and I left.
Yeah, I mean, you meet so many people when you first start a new job, you're just shaking hands.
Yeah, Mitch is kind of unforgettable, though.
I mean, I do...
It's the ears.
His sexy voice, though, I do remember, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why he's my co-host. The chicks dig him.
Well, he's definitely got a perfect face for radio.
It's true.
So. Ouch!
The ears for radio, too.
Yeah. That's
How true. Are you keeping those earbuds in those giant things right now? I figured you'd always need over the head.
You know, surprisingly.
You want to trade with me?
No. Although those are my headphones, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get into that subject with my ears. There's no point of getting into that subject.
Why not?
Because no one wants to really hear about
it. Your car driving without the doors closed. Zing.
It's a joke, Mitch.
I bought you a peace offering today.
Yeah, he brought you a rug, man.
He did.
So,
I love the rug. I really do. It's a pirate rug. I'm a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan. I'm super stoked that they're filming the new one and that they put out the new Jack Sparrow picture, and that's all we got right now. But he bought me a pirate rug. But there's a dual meaning to this rug. He's been wanting to insulate this room because he swears to God the hardwood floors fuck with the audio.
Right.
And your future home will, too.
And my future home, well, I don't know if this room... No, this room will be hardwood in the new home, too. So he buys this as a peace gesture, and as you like pirates, here, this is cool, Jack. But it's really, I want to pad the room so that it doesn't screw with my audio.
It's already working.
And we it's have folded it up in a corner. It's just laying there like a limp dick. It's not doing anything. Come on, Mitch. It's not working. Maybe I should put it over the window, and then we can take out all the ambient outside noise.
You should just, like, staple pillows to every inch of this room, and it's like it looks like a pillow fort, then.
I'll get you a straitjacket.
We could. Mitch has a thing for boxes. I don't know if you knew this. But
no.
Yeah, he keeps every box ever known to man, whether we need it or not, and I'm convinced he's got a pretty sweet box fort at his home.
At work, too, you mean?
At work, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, a new piece of equipment comes, he just saves.
He saves the box, and he gets pissed when people throw them away.
Why do you need the box, Mitch?
Because he's got a sweet box for it at his house.
There's a couple reasons. Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do. I think everyone wants to know.
Oh, okay. One, if sometimes they are, you know, packaged just for the piece of equipment that inside them, and maybe you need to ship that piece of equipment back, it's a lot harder to find a box that fits versus if you just kept it. Or the warranty period. Okay. I always say...
I have a rebuttal for that, but go to your next point.
I always say that it should be during the warranty period. Once the warranty's up, screw it. We're not going to send it back unless it's some big expensive thing.
Right.
But two, it's more of a precaution of companies always want you to send it back in their original packaging. Otherwise, they start to argue with you of... Well, you could have damaged this shipping because it wasn't in its original packaging.
Okay.
This has been my life for four years, Ryan.
Okay, but
long, miserable years.
How often, when you order something like that gets shipped online, how often are you returning this piece of equipment? Like, out of how many? Out of, you say you get 10 packages. How many of those 10 packages are you returning?
I would say after a couple months, we're sending two back.
No, you're full of shit. No, you have so many boxes that we've never used.
Not true. We've cleaned out. We have cleaned out. Giggity.
This is where Matt needs to be in on this conversation.
Matt has
We
no
should pause
say
it and like call him right now. Skype his ass in and
Matt,
get him going.
Matt has no say.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just saying, if you actually did need to send it back, like... Finding a box is just as easy as hoarding boxes, I feel.
All right, I'm going to get very technical because some of these people won't know what I'm talking about. But snow effect machine, which is a very long, narrow piece with,
And it fits in your pants.
Giggity.
I knew that was coming.
Uh-huh.
Like my rug.
Right. And me right now.
Oh. See, it's usually Mitch has the opposite effect. They like sharing the big black staff with him when we got to have two mics.
Right.
So anyways, it's an unusual size item, and it's hard to find cardboard boxes of things that people get on normal shipping days.
Sure.
So I keep those boxes because
you keep all the boxes, not just the special boxes.
Well, not true. It's mostly the special boxes I keep. Boxes, excuse me. Boxes. What?
Broadcast excellence.
Yeah.
That's what you get here at the Imperial Jamboree.
And I'm the smoker.
We're talking about boxes for Christ's
sake. Yeah, no, we are talking about boxes. Like, this is a, and we've been talking about boxes for a solid 5 minutes.
This conversation is just strictly entertainment to me, and I am the host of the show. So you guys continue.
Anyway.
People have skip buttons on their iPods.
That's true.
I prefer to keep boxes of unusual items. And...
Okay. Nope, keep talking. Keep talking.
Anyways, unusual items that are difficult to find boxes for. Now, there's a few times where I've had to keep a few smaller boxes because the company is a pain in the ass when it comes to returning items.
Whoa, dude. You know, they could be listening to this right now.
Well, one of them is listening to this right now, so I'm going to get lots of angry texts.
Right. No, I know the one you're thinking of. He's perfectly fine with whatever we send it in, as long as it doesn't get dinged up and stuff.
Mm.
No, I'm talking about a particular lighting company that we work with.
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. So that's generally why I keep boxes, but I don't keep masses of boxes. I usually
You have so many boxes.
I try to keep two of each because you never know when more than one breaks down at the same time.
All right. I think that's where Mitch stands on boxes.
Two or more. That's the rule.
You can't.
It's like a Sith. There can be two. No more, no less.
I thought that was only one.
No, it's two. Do you know anything about Star Wars?
No,
There's one apprentice and one master, and that's it.
No,
two.
That's true. That's technically the biggest. I'm sorry.
As you should be.
Wow.
That kind of brings up the question of then the Inquisitor. Was he a Sith? Or because Vader was still around, so that wouldn't that make three Siths at one time?
Ryan, did you watch Rebels? Or did you just give up on it like I did? Or did you not watch it at all? Because it's crap.
I did not watch it. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm trying to pretend. Yeah, I've seen Rebels. I know a lot.
Then I have no answer for that because you're the only person that stuck with it through the end. I didn't finish it. Ryan didn't finish it. I didn't even start it. I don't know what the hell happened to the Inquisitor.
He's dead.
Wasn't he like? Yeah, I know that, but wasn't he like just force sensitive and not really like a Sith or?
No, I thought he like had. He was able to manipulate the Force and all that stuff.
I don't know.
And wouldn't the weapons he was carrying be kind of a weapon of a Sith?
It was definitely a lightsaber, but I don't know. I'm not going to be running out to the local tattoo shop to get a Rebels tattoo to match my Star Wars The Clone Wars tattoo because it stinks.
You don't want an old Rex there?
No. Well, no. No. I'm good with the Rex I got. Fucking get it redone where he takes his helmet off and he looks like Mr. Clean underneath.
Just give it 20 more years, so I'll already look old.
Ooh. I might be dead in 20 years, Mitch. I'm old. You're talking about my demise. I've already lived half my life.
I'm just being optimistic there.
Optimistic that I'm gonna die? I mean, I know I'm going to someday, but come on, man.
No, optimistic for 20 years.
So the thing about Age of Ultron is...
good segue.
Yeah, you like that?
No, nailed it.
Yeah. So, like I said, before my kids started syncing up the airwaves, we did go and see it Thursday night for the advanced screening, and I liked it, but I think Mitch actually liked it more than I did, so, which is weird, because last week I'd made the bold statement that I'm more excited for Age of Ultron than Episode 7.
I liked it to the point, I liked it to the point that I wouldn't go raving crazy about it on Facebook and others.
Well, you did, and you brought up an interesting point on your Facebook in that it's like a lost episode. It wraps up certain things opens more questions. I thought that was a very astute observation on your part.
Yeah, but I like that when in shows. That's one of the reasons like I watched Downton Abbey. It yes.
What's this podcast about again? Just out of curiosity. I don't know.
This is so weird.
I mean,
we've never had a kid on the show. We've debated about boxes, and now we're going to fucking talk the finer points of Downton Abbey.
Okay, but in Mitch's defense, Downton Abbey is a very good show.
You guys can have it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, so anyway, explain to me how a show about Victorian England relates to Age of Ultron.
It's not really it's not about that. It's more of you build up the drama and the questions, and you throughout you are answering some of those questions, but then more arise, and then you get to the end, and all the questions are kind of resolved, maybe one or two left behind just to keep the interest of, could something be coming next?
Yes. Is that how you watch it? You stroke your chin. Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, they, of course they're going to set up for more. I mean, it's a Marvel movie. They're not going to ever stop. So you have to go with the expectation that there's going to be some sort of...
Speaking of me dying, I hope they do stop before I die, because if not, I've invested a lot of time and effort of my life to not see the conclusion.
Of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, they're not. That's right. They're just going to stop them. Okay. Like this storyline. Robert Downey Jr.'s in his 50s. So he can't keep doing this forever.
He's only got, what, one more year on his
contract? Yeah, something like that.
Well, and the way that this last one ended, it seems like he's going to be less and less in him.
Well, that was the idea, because he only has one more year in his contract, right, and he's the most expensive. And so that's why they kind of set it up for, you know, a whole new mix of heroes to be in the Avengers.
He'll turn into the next cameo artist once...
Just Robert Downey Jr. cameo artist. Oh, that was funny. We should have talked about that. There's still time. Brain fart. Kevin Smith did a Audi commercial or something with Stanley. Yes. Yeah, that was good.
Wow. A very long Audi commercial,
too. It was good, though. It was good.
There are some points where it's kind of like, is this really cameo or him acting? Because he's got a lot of FaceTime and lines.
Yeah. Yeah, so continue. Did you finish your point? I don't even know anymore.
I'm pretty sure I did. I like those.
Well, I disagree.
Missed that. You?
Whatever his point was.
I like the Josh Whedon style of create mystery, solve some mystery, and leave some mystery.
See, as a Joss Whedon fan for a while, the only thing that he's done that I didn't like was Firefly. I know, shoot me now, because everybody loves Firefly.
You didn't like Firefly?
I did not like Firefly.
It's cowboys in space.
I know, so was Star Trek. I don't care for that either.
Oh, man, that's really disappointing. I'm sorry.
Star Trek was not that much.
It was, dude. Gene Roddenberry, when he pitched it, said that he wanted to do Wagon Train of the Stars. So that's the original 60s Star Trek
with Kirk, but I think as they grew, it became more about actual personal stories of people and them learning. And
Yeah. But my point is that Joss Whedon was fresh and relevant and everything when he was doing Buffy and he was doing Angel and he was doing, you know, I'd even say Cabin in the Woods for what he did as far as a departure from your typical horror film. But now it's just... it's old and it's stale, I think, and the cultural references and pop culture and all that stuff, it's kind of overdone because there have been so many standalone movies. If, like, Avengers came out 2 years ago and now we get Age of Ultron, yes, great, fine. The trouble is, Avengers came out in 13, I think, and then it was Iron Man 3, and then it was Thor 2, and then it was Winter Soldier, and then it was Guardians of the Galaxy. All of those movies, in my opinion, and I'm going to make another bold statement, were better than Avengers 2. All of them. Okay. I mean, we all know, I think Iron Man 3 is infallible. It's like the perfect movie. But other than that, even Thor 2 was better. Winter Soldier was better.
I didn't like Winter Soldier.
Yes, you
did. A lot of people say that Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie that's been made so far.
I didn't like it. And I'm actually glad that they didn't bring Bucky back for Avengers.
They'll do that later. They'll do that after Civil War. They're totally setting up for Bucky to take over Captain America as he did in the comic books. Because Chris Evans has already said once he's done, he's done. He wants to direct and move on. He doesn't want to play that character forever. So.
But yeah, because then you start getting typecast.
Mm-hmm. Dead Air Dave. So
RDJ is starting to turn that way too.
No, he wants to do that until he dies. I'm telling you, man, this contract, and they're going to pay him. They're going to pay him whatever he wants. He can walk in and say, I want $2 billion, and they'll say, okay. He is the franchise, period. I've made that argument before too. They're not hitching their wagon to Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans or Jeremy Renner. They're definitely hitching their wagon to Iron Man.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got the suave and the personality that makes everyone
think. I don't
awesome.
Feel like Age of Ultron was Iron Man and Friends, though, like I did with the first Avengers. That was totally what the first Avengers felt like. This one, they all got equal screen time, and then they developed a few other characters, but he's still the franchise.
Well, he's such a marketable character.
Yeah.
You already said, you know. It, and Robert Downey Jr. plays Tony Stark perfectly. Like,
he is Tony Stark.
Yeah, no, he even before he was named Tony Stark.
Right.
Like, his life is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's never even taken an acting class in his life mm-hmm. and just walked in and just like, I'm going to be a Hollywood actor now, and just owned it.
Yep.
Also, a lot of drugs.
That helps. You know, you got to hit that low period in your life.
It's a very contrast.
I'm living that now as we speak.
Yes.
It's very contrast to, like, Johnny Depp, where he took acting and lots of drugs, and it's reverse of what Johnny Depp or Robert Downey Jr.
Well, Johnny Depp's, I mean, can't even step outside of Jack Sparrow anymore. I mean, it's so hard to see him in any other role.
I don't think so. I think Jack Sparrow has ruined Johnny Depp. Like, everything I've seen him in, there's elements of Jack Sparrow, with the exception of his kind of extended cameo in the movie Tusk. Did you see that, Ryan?
No.
No, I know Mitch didn't. It's Kevin Smith's horror comedy movie, okay. And Johnny Depp has a big cameo part in it. It's kind of an Inspector Clouseau, Pink Panther type of bumbling French detective thing, so it was really good, and he's under so much makeup. I went and saw it with Tom, and I told Tom that that's what Johnny Depp would look like if he wasn't famous. Like, he just looks like a 50-something-year-old dude, mm-hmm. So the makeup was very good. But other than that, every other thing I've seen him in, it's such an iconic role, Jack Sparrow, that you can't not separate the two anymore.
Right.
So, talking about actors and their popularity with people and their characters, do you think, like, Chris Pratt can pick up the other end of Marvel?
Do I think Chris Pratt can pick up? What do you mean?
Well, with Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, that was a popular film, even though it was not, like, the number one. It was still popular, and all the characters were popular. Do you think that they will start picking up the other end that Avengers doesn't?
Yes. I definitely think Chris Pratt could carry the series. Could he carry it like Robert Downey Jr.? Absolutely not. But I will tell you, the other night on Hulu, I just leave it running and let it play random shit. It was playing Parks and Recreation, which I've never watched, but I know Chris Pratt was on it. Mm-hmm. But it was just fucking bizarre seeing, like, arguably one of the biggest movie stars on the planet right now in this silly little sitcom. I was like,
that's
this fucking Star-Lord. I can't get
that's
over
so
it.
Funny to hear you say it, because I loved Parks and Rec. I love that show, and I was a huge fan of his before even Guardians of the Galaxy happened. And he was big. He was, like, chubby.
Yeah,
kind of fat. So I'm in Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm like, look at this small-time bit player, like a big Hollywood actor now. So that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. He was chubby in something else I saw. I know what it was. It was that Delivery Man movie with Vince Vaughn, where he has, like, 100 kids because he donates his sperm.
Oh,
and,
right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous movie. And then I think Chris Pratt might have been chubby in movie 43 too, which is hilarious. If you've never seen that, check that out.
So now you're going to see Star-Lord fighting dinosaurs?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was not on board of Jurassic Park at all, but there's been some news coming out. This is an awkward segue, especially since I never gave my feelings of Age of Ultron. But anyway, I will watch Star-Lord ride his fucking motorcycle beside Velociraptors. Are you kidding me? Because the news that has come out that this is a direct sequel to the original Jurassic Park, they're saying fuck 1 and 2 and 3. We're just going to go right to this. And that hasn't worked in the past with other franchises.
I think
looking at
work.
You, Superman.
Yeah.
Well, almost anything DC. But no, I think this will definitely work just because 2 and 3 were really out of the story.
Right. They're on a totally separate island and everything.
Well, so they were in San Diego, which was cool.
Yeah.
The Mariners were there.
Yeah, when we were in the theater the other night and they showed the Jurassic Park trailer, I thought it was New York, and then Mitch was like, it was San Diego. Like, he was all buttered about it. I was like, sorry, dude. I got my dinosaurs confused. I forgot Godzilla went with Matthew Broderick to New York. What the fuck, man?
You know, there's not a lot of major films that film in San Diego. We only get mostly TV down there.
Did you know Jaws 3 was filmed at SeaWorld Orlando?
Check there it out. Go. Yeah. Hell yeah.
We got Anchorman.
And Sharknado has now been filmed in Orlando. There's a whole shark thing going on in Orlando.
Well, hopefully we get more now that Tampa wants to draw more film studios.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Jurassic Park, I am excited about it, but I'd like to finish this Ultron discussion.
Hey, I was just trying to move along with the time.
How are we on time? We're good. We're nowhere near time.
We're halfway through.
What did you want to say about Ultron?
I wanted to say I liked it.
Okay, great. So we're going to watch this Jurassic World trailer.
Moving on.
What did you like about it?
I've said it before, and I'll definitely say it again. Even the worst Marvel movie is good. To me, the worst Marvel movie is Hulk with Edward Norton. It's still good. Iron Man 2, as much as it pains me to say it, sucks. But it's still good. So Avengers is not up there. It didn't jump to the top of my Marvel movie list by any means. I'd say it's in the middle somewhere. The trouble I had with it was, I think, Ryan, you made the point earlier, it's definitely a setup movie. It's definitely like, we're on this train, and we got to get off at this station to continue going to Queens.
Right.
You know, that's what we're doing. That's what the Avengers Age of Ultron was. And I don't think that Ultron was a strong enough villain to be Monster of the Week material.
Well, I mean, in his defense, he is just a mechanical Voldemort, though.
It's true.
So, I mean, and that I could not escape during the whole movie. I thought we were going to jump to Hogwarts and Harry was going to come out. But, I mean, you've seen pictures of the two of them next together?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, Ultron, he had some good lines. I like the character. I don't know. It just wasn't, I don't feel like he was strong enough to be just a cyclical, we're going to start him, we're going to go through this drama, and then we're going to end it. Like, well, I feel like he could have continued on.
I mean, it was cool for them to be able to bring Vision into the mix, because he's such a freaking cool character. Now he's a part of the, looks like if they're setting up the movie with the list of Avengers that showed at the end, he's going to be a main guy now.
Was War Machine at the end? I had this debate with my wife.
Yeah,
War Machine. Was he really? I don't remember.
He was there.
Because I know they called out Falcon and Vision and Scarlet Witch, and then she was like, War Machine was there.
War Machine was there.
He was.
I don't remember that.
Wasn't he part of leading the group?
Well, I know War Machine was in the final battle, but.
Right.
I thought it was like the first one in the lineup that they called.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know if he was the first one, but
I'm excited about that. Fucking Iron Patriot. Bring back.
Yeah, then Ant-Man was there.
Ant-Man was there? I didn't see Ant-Man.
I know you did.
But you know who was there? Who? Spider-Man.
Yeah, I knew that Spider-Man thing was all bullshit.
What, he's going to be, aren't they saying the next Captain America movie?
Yeah, they're going to call it Spider-Man the Newest Avenger.
Right.
Which is kind of lame. But then you go back to Captain America 1, which was called The First Avenger. I guess it kind of makes sense. They're kind of bringing it back.
Yeah. So I have a list here. Marvel put out back in 2013.
Marvel puts out?
Yes, Marvel puts out. They put their top 50.
What a dirty, dirty slut she is, too. She just keeps taking all my money.
You still pay
takes
for that
all
comic?
My money for a couple hours of a good time, and then I go away and pine over her.
So, dirty, do you want to hear their top 10 Avengers?
Top 10 Avengers, like, period, or
period,
from the movie?
About the 50 years, their top 10 Avengers.
Sure.
Number 10 is Black Widow.
Okay.
Number 9 is Captain Marvel.
Can we just back up and all agree that Scarlett Johansson is not that hot?
I don't see
well,
that hot.
Well, did you see her leaked photos?
No. Well, I think that they were taken down by the time I was
okay,
able to see them.
It's called
that.
The internet.
Right? I get that.
They're there.
Yeah.
They're on there.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson is incredibly hot.
Really?
Yes.
See, I thought she was. Let's preface this by saying, or not
is that
preface
before,
this.
Baby?
Dude, we all know I like chubby girls, and like Kelly Clarkson post baby is like super hot now. So Scarlett Johansson has just lost everything that she had.
Well, she's,
but
she's,
I think, but let's take Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. Like, she peaked at Iron Man 2 for me. She was super hot in Iron Man 2. And then it's kind of like, man, the shoulder-length hair, all this stuff. I mean, it's
hard to really care about her. Even in the final battle of Ultron when everyone's, you know, lined up in that circle fighting everybody. And, you know, Hulk's throwing people on the ground. Iron Man's flying around hitting people. And Black Widow just has two pistols.
Yeah.
Like, you would have died.
yeah.
he would have died.
Yeah.
You can't fight an army of robots.
Yeah, but if she's the female I'm supposed to get all fanboyed out and aroused over, they should have picked somebody else.
So
I don't like
Christina Aguilera is Black Widow.
Yeah, did you know that she was pregnant during the filming of Avengers?
I did not.
Yep, they CG'd her stomach out.
Oh, lame.
So they probably...
just sounds like I have a pregnant woman fetish. Damn it!
Well, they probably
no baby bump? Shit.
This probably means that they didn't do as good of a job.
I had a hard time masturbating.
I did. Next.
All right. 9, Captain Marvel. 8, the Black Panther.
Who I'm surprised didn't show up in Avengers. Because they went to like, what's it called? Wherever he's from. The W land. They went there looking for the... I'm drawing a complete blank right now. Keep moving on, because you guys aren't bailing me out at all.
No,
I don't know where you're trying to go. I'm sorry.
You're talking about where the movie opened up in?
No, where they went to get the medal that was Captain America's shield. Keep going. I'll look it up.
Oh. Oh.
I don't remember.
In Africa.
Yeah. Because, you know, Black Panther, he's from Africa.
Yeah. So number 7 was Hank Pym.
Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. 6, The Vision.
Who, after the movie, Ryan, Mitch is like, who is the purple metallic guy? I was like, it's the Vision, dude. And he's like, I've never heard of him before in my life. Mitch is not a fan.
I'm not a comic person.
That's fine.
It's 5.
Good thing we're talking about this, then.
Yes. 5, The Wasp. 3 is Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, and Thor. They tied them.
Oh, weird. Why? That's so... Why would they tie them?
I don't know. 2 was Hawkeye.
Wakanda is where Black Panther is from, and that's where they went in Avengers 2. Wakanda.
Okay. Do you guys really see Hawkeye as a pivotal character in the movie?
After Age of Ultron, yes. Absolutely. And from Thor forward to Avengers, I could give a shit about Hawkeye.
Yeah, because the whole time I felt like...
Like, I don't care that you're Loki's zombie. There's no emotional attachment for me to feel bad for you that you're a tool of the villain right now. You're just kind of a tool.
Yeah.
So, like, but yes, Avengers 2, seeing that... We're going to go spoiler here, saying that he had a family and he's got this whole life and everything. It kind of makes him real. Because, you know, all these other characters, they're not real. Tony Stark is a bajillionaire, and he's got Pepper Potts, and, you know, Hulk is obviously not real, and you can't make a super soldier like Captain America, and Thor's a god. So to make Hawkeye have, like, a family, and he's, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, doesn't have very many superpowers, he's got a fucking bow and arrow, for Christ's sakes. It grounded him in reality, and I think he's the character that the audience could latch onto and be like, oh, yeah, I relate to that guy.
Well, and they overdid that with the whole family thing.
I don't think they overdid it. I think it was enough.
I think it was actually real life because his wife, the way she portrayed it, it was that she was a police wife. And
yeah, it was very American Sniper. You know, like it's the military wife and her husband's gone off to war and she's concerned, but it's part of the lifestyle. You know, it's what you sign up for if you marry somebody who's in law enforcement or the military or something.
Well, and that's a good point, too. I mean, if you're familiar with the Marvel Universe, like a hardcore fan, you already know that Hawkeye is just a regular guy with no power. He just has really good aim with a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm.
Which makes great fun of in the movie, too.
Yeah. But, you know, if you don't know this, you would just be like, you would assume he's some sort of guy with superpowers. And so creating that family kind of helps bring that to light of that if you're not familiar with the
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And I enjoy that they got rid of the purple suit from the comics too.
He looked just like Vision.
He did.
So and then number 1 is Captain America.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Which on Jack's list that would be an Iron Man.
Yes. Absolutely. I've grown more fond of Cap as the cinematic universe has gone on. I was never a big Captain America fan in the comics, but I've definitely grown more fond of him than when the original Captain America came out.
I hated his whininess in Winter Soldier, but in...
He wasn't whiny in Winter Soldier. What movie were you watching?
He just seemed whiny to me, complaining about this and that, and that's not how things should be, and stuck in, like, old ways, versus...
Dude, did you see Age of Ultron? stuck in old ways. The big joke is how he's a prude, and his vision that Scarlet Witch gave him was like, I pine to be back in World War II and all. That's old fashioned. His character in Winter Soldier 2 was like, it wasn't really old fashioned. It was just, this is not what I signed up for. This was, to put it into a more relatable term, this was a soldier who gets sent to Afghanistan and doesn't really want to be there. Like, it's his job.
Yeah.
He's got to go, but he doesn't agree with the war. That was Cap in Winter Soldier. And I totally buy that way more than Tony Stark saying shit and hey, Cap getting all language, upset about it.
Language,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Yeah, the funny part is I didn't get that joke for, like, the first
minute. Oh, my
God.
How did you not get that joke?
There's a running gag for the whole movie, man.
I know there's a whole running gag in the entire movie, but the first time that when Iron Man says something, I'm like, yeah, what about it? And then I realized, oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So bad.
Hey, bad. I'm sorry. I'm slow.
Hey, man, at least you're honest. That counts for something.
So do you want to hear a clip from Ultron, and then we'll talk about Jurassic Park? We're going to circle way back to 20 minutes ago.
We're ping-ponging here.
Yeah. Let's, I thought I had it cute. There it is.
Don't compare me with Stark. He's a sickness.
Ah, Junior.
Break your old man's heart.
If I have to.
I would have to break anything.
Clearly, you've never made an omelet.
You beat me by 1 second.
Ah, this is funny, Mr. Stark. It's what, comfortable? Like old times?
This was never my life.
You two can still walk away from this.
No, we will.
You believe in peace, then let us keep it.
I think you're confusing peace with quiet.
Yeah.
What's the vibranium for?
I'm glad you asked that because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
So I'll pause it there because chaos ensues and that doesn't play well over the radio. So there you go. I mean, that was Ultron. You can get a sense of his character if you haven't seen the movie. And if you haven't seen the movie, you probably shouldn't have been listening to this whole conversation because we went full spoiler. Yeah.
Something I wanted to say. One,
go ahead, and then I'm going to vent.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about Jurassic Park.
When I first saw the trailers, I wasn't sure I was going to like this movie just because of the computer machine and all that. But then once he started talking and actually had a personality and a very great voice that went with it,
yeah,
that's where the movie turned around. And it's like, this is really good.
Here's what I didn't like about Ultron. I am not a fan of robots with moving lips, like the Transformers and shit. I don't like it. There's just something unnatural and weird about it.
It's unnecessary.
I think what we call it works, the life plastic versus that would be like life metal.
Yeah.
It flexes.
Yeah. It is unnecessary. I agree. That's a good point. So what I'm going to vent about is if you go to a movie and it's the Thursday premiere of arguably the biggest movie ever up to this point in history, don't sit there and laugh at every fucking thing, whether it's funny or not.
I'm guessing what happened to you.
This is what happened to me.
It was terrible.
It was absolutely miserable. Like, the guy, God bless him, he was excited. Like, childlike excitement. Like, when the Vision came out, he's all, like, you know, literally gasping. And that's cool.
I mean, I felt some of that at some of the points.
Yeah, live your fandom, dude. But nothing is that damn funny. But when they did get to funny stuff, he was one of those jackasses that repeats the line. So I was so upset. It's like that clip. Oh, you got to break stuff. Have you ever made an omelet? Have you ever made an omelet? That's what I went through the entire...
Just in case you didn't know what I was
exactly
laughing about, it was that line.
Exactly. And it was just so fucking obnoxious. And you're a grown-ass man, and you should know better. And the theater was sold out, and you're the only chucklehead doing that shit.
That's the guy behind you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, to my...
And then I turned around, and he had on a Darth Vader shirt. And then I had to hate him even more.
Yeah, the people to my left, like, they had to, like, comment about everything.
Dude, my wife, Sandy, was sitting beside a kid, like a legit, probably 9-10-year-old boy. And this boy was turning around looking at this guy. Like, the 10-year-old knew better. And this fucker was just Mr. Chuckles and repeating
that. Well, maybe that took you out of the movie. Maybe that's why you
maybe
weren't so high on it.
I'm definitely gonna go see it again. No, I think it was great. There's it just wasn't.
We should see it in the Luxor. The
Luxor.
Theater.
I'm not going to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas and watch Captain America.
The luxury movie theater that just opened up in Davenport.
Okay.
Yeah, literally they only have one screen up and that's all they're playing.
Look how excited
I saw Sinopolis on my way in into Winter Haven.
That's the one.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have Sinopolis's back in California. And
is it good?
I mean, it's super nice. It's not a good place to re-see this movie because they have servers that come into the movie and deliver food, alcohol. But and they'll order like in the middle of the movie, and you're like, I'm watching a movie, so I don't go to Sinopolis because I don't like being disturbed in the movie.
I went to one Fork and Screen movie at AMC. It was like Underworld or something. It was Underworld, and the waitress comes around like 10 minutes before the movie stops, and she's like bothering me to pay. And I said, is the movie over? And she goes, no, there's about 10 minutes left. I said, well, then you come back in 10 minutes and send her on her way because it was just obnoxious.
Yeah, so if you want a lot of that, you know.
No, I don't want that at all.
Yeah, but this is Polk County. We don't know if it's going to be like that, though.
This was at Downtown Disney. You didn't go. That was when I was hanging out with the two opening leads that are not there anymore, or the two opening techs. One's still there, one isn't.
They will have an IMAX, though, so.
Is it going to be $21 damn?
Yeah,
like the
it's
one?
Super
Holy
expensive.
Shit. No, I'm not that big of a fan of IMAX, and I hate 3D, so why am I going to pay $21?
It's $20 it's regular at Sinopolis. Like, you get a full leather recliner.
See, that
and,
I'm
and,
down
and,
for.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's.
It has its moments. That
are it's
really cool.
Supposed to be personal movie viewing.
Yeah, but don't
with
come.
A server bothering you.
Yeah, don't come fuck with me. Like when we went to see Underworld, I think we got beer and fries. Like we got a pitcher of beer. That's it. That's all I need. I'll make that last. I'm at a movie. I'm not at a bar.
Yeah, be a man and bring a flask in. Anyway, like Jesus. Like come on.
It would be way cheaper. I remember that pitcher of beer being ridiculously expensive.
Right.
All right. Why don't we talk about Jurassic World?
What haven't we talked about Jurassic Park already? Why don't you just play the trailer and we'll let people form their own conclusions?
Sure, since everyone else seems to have already seen this trailer.
It's not about control.
Stand down. It's a relationship. Based on respect. These animals are thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt. You gotta be able to relate to at least one of those things.
Every time we've unveiled a new attraction, attendance has spiked.
That was awesome!
Corporate felt genetic modification would up the wow factor.
They're dinosaurs, wow enough.
She was designed to be bigger than the T-Rex.
What happened to the sibling?
She ate it. We have an asset out of containment. What is that?
Her tracking implant. She clawed it out.
How would it know to do that?
She remembered where they put it in.
Oh, God.
She's killing for sport.
You got 20,000 people. You got no more boats. You don't have enough guns.
If we do this, we do this my way.
We got eyes on target.
Light it up!
Something's wrong. They're communicating.
We're talking about an animal here.
A highly intelligent animal.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool.
Can't wait, man.
I just like the fact that there's a Margaritaville at Jurassic Park. Like, I think I'd be sitting there sipping loaded land sharks as the chaos was happening around me. Fucking, I'm gonna die. I might as well go out happy.
Oh, but it's so cool. They train the raptors to be. They train the raptors. I mean, that's alone is the sentence you need to hear.
Yeah, that's it. You know, there's nothing else to say. They train the raptor. I mean,
that's
period.
So cool. Like, oh man, the perfect hunter.
Yeah. So do we want to talk Batman, Superman?
I
mean, I know we said we would last week, but everybody knows I'm not a big DC fan, let alone Batman. I don't like the way Jared Leto looks like Marilyn Manson as the new Joker. I kind of want Batfleck to succeed just so he can prove the critics wrong, but that's it. I mean, I just don't care.
I just saw the new... Oh, that I shouldn't say the new, but I just saw the Man of Steel movie when I
haven't watched it yet.
Oh man, I watched it on the plane ride over here, and I loved it. It was long. Yeah? It was like 2.5 hours, but I mean, I think it's one of the, I think it's a great reboot to the series for Superman, and I'm not sure, is it connected?
Yes,
is Batman Superman movies connected to that movie, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
So let me ask you something. Since you've seen it, I've heard of all the carnage at the end of Superman, where it's like there's very obviously like casualties in Metropolis. They just destroy everything.
Right.
And one of the reviews of Ultron that I read is that like somebody heard the problems with Man of Steel and decided we're going to go to great lengths to show you in Age of Ultron that we're not hurting anybody. Like, get these people out of here. That's like all Captain America's doing and shit to like reduce casualties,
right,
because of the backlash that Superman got. Well, Do you feel that?
I mean, I don't. There's definitely moments where like Superman is so angry and has so much rage that he like goes past the lengths of like, oh, I shouldn't do this because this is going to kill innocent people. But, you know, he's not a human being. He's an alien from a different planet who's fighting another alien from his same planet. And I think the cost of his casualties outweighs what would happen if he didn't fight, you know.
Nice. Yeah, and that's where they're going with Dawn of Justice, I guess, is what the official movie title is. It's not Batman versus Superman anymore. Mm-hmm. But the beginning of the trailer is like everybody talking about how the devil comes from above and not below, and then they show like Superman fly in and there's like a statue of him, and they're playing up the whole false idol Christianity bit, and then Batman kind of comes in, he's like, "Do you bleed?" And that's it. And then Batman's like, "'Cause you're gonna."
Oh, I thought he was talking to Wonder Woman.
Exactly. Once a month.
Yeah. 5 days a month.
Yeah, so I mean, if you guys want to hear us talk about it, let us know. But right now, I don't really want to.
Yeah, because I was watching.
This would be a good conversation for if Counselor Ryan ever comes back, because he's totally into that.
Yeah, when I was watching that trailer, I didn't really find anything interesting in it other than it's just another, you know, movie going on.
No, and the movie comes out in like a year. They still got a ton of work to do on it. I think they just wanted to get it out there because the Star Wars trailer dropped and because the Avengers is out, and it's just bad timing on DC's part. They are, however, doing a third DC Robot Chicken, which I am excited about. Oh, so yeah, cool. Definitely watch that one.
But if you look at Ben Affleck in the Batman suit, it looks like any other Batman suit, just, you know, a different detail on there, something
that like. I do like the new suit, because I think it's a good homage to the 60s suit and like the suit all the way through. Like, it's definitely a conglomeration of all of those, and that could get really weird really fast, but I do think they did a nice job on it.
Yeah, but it's like
and his eyes light up in the new trailer.
That's
pretty cool.
That
too.
Was one of the
he's
the
a sniper, right?
Yeah.
And I saw that. It's like, is that like supposed to be his night vision or his computer vision? Or it's like that. That's freaking sweet when you see that. It gives that silhouette look of that of what you want to see.
Yep. Cool.
Cool.
Take us home, Mitch.
All right, campers. It's hard to read this sideways. I'm gonna move this. All right.
You gotta read it. Come on. Same shit every week.
I suck at this, and you know that, and everyone knows that. Every time you make me do this,
because we make fun of you every week. Right, no, I should say we. I call
you
in.
You didn't even know this podcast existed till today.
You're right. And
no, I told him when he was in town last time.
Okay. You didn't know this podcast existed until
3 weeks ago.
Yes. There you go. 3 weeks ago. All right.
He knew of the podcast existing when he knew that you existed.
They're intertwined. Ouch. They're intertwined.
All right, campers, you can chat, reach, talk, chat, and oh, I already said chat, didn't I? And I screwed this up.
You can reach me at my home if you really want to.
You can get a hold of us at facebook.com/imperialjamboree, or you can Twitter us at Twitter @imperial_jam.
And I think the correct vernacular is you can tweet us at
it's a tweet.
Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
Twitter us.
Twitter us Twitter. At Twitter.
You can tweet with us at Twitter. There you go.
Twitter.
We also post on imperialjamboree.podomatic.com. And we also post on Stitcher and iTunes.
Did you do the Facebook?
Yes, I did the Facebook. Oh, okay. Facebook.com/imperialjamboree.
There you go.
Yes, and now back to the greatest man that ever lived, Counselor Jack Lambert.
I love you, Mitchell.
You're welcome.
Just figured I'd let everybody know that. So, not too much coming up because we are slammed as far as work goes. I mean, this is what I see for the foreseeable future. To like August, I think we're going to be slammed. But not to fear, we will do new episodes. Because last time our good friend Matt was on the show, we decided that Mitch was going to get the cocky Spider-Man balloon. And Matt very excitedly sent me a text message that said, guess what's in this envelope? And I was like, balloon. So Matt will be in the Central Florida area starting May 11th. So sometime amidst all of our chaos, we are going to do our first YouTube post of Mitch giving Spider-Man head and filling him with air.
I don't know what
it's
going to
be awesome.
But all the more reason to like us on Facebook because we'll put a link on there.
Yes, it'll be great. I'm sure it'll get like a million views. Like only, I think we average about 200 downloads when we post a new show, and then I kind of trail off because I care, but I don't care. I don't have time to sit there and go, oh, we got another one. So I mainly look at the first day or two of when we post a new one to see what our numbers are. But it's definitely in the close to the thousands of downloads that we have. So I guarantee, even with only 1,000 people downloading the show on a regular basis, we get over 1 million hits of you blowing Spider-Man.
I would love to see 1 million people watching blow Spider-Man, Mitch.
It'll become viral. It'll be on like the Today Show. Matt Lauer will be talking about it.
Are you going to have some kind of music in the background?
Nah, I'm going to do something. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to it. So, yeah, there's really nothing coming up. We're going to be swamped with work. Avengers is done now. The next thing we have to look forward to is Ant-Man, which I am excited about. But that's not till July, so...
No Mad Max fans in here?
I do want to see Mad Max, actually. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. That's it looks like awesome, movies. Anyway. Yeah, we'll check that out.
You two can go have a movie date then.
Yeah, you're not the Mad Max.
Actually, I'll still be here.
Nice. You're not the Mad Max type, Mitch.
Yeah.
So
I want Mel Gibson to pop in somewhere, though, really bad.
He probably will. I mean, that guy's not doing much of anything now except for hating the Jews. So.
That takes a lot of time out of your day.
It does. It's fucking Jews. Ruined my career. Crikey. And all that stuff.
Yeah, because that's what Jew-hating people say.
That's what Australian Jew-hating people say. Crikey. Sid Heil. Mitch, what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything.
I hate when you get in the zone and you're just typing shit and looking for stuff and I have no clue what you're going to do.
I'm just prepping for us to leave.
Okay. Oh, you have an out for us?
Yeah.
Am I going to be excited?
There we go.
What is it?
It's the music from the trailer.
What trailer?
Trailer 3 of Avengers.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
I was trying to find the Pinocchio one, but I was running out of time.
I got no strings to hold me down to make me
You know what? That,
that was so creepy.
That had to be like the one thing Disney said. You have to put something in that is some kind of reference. Either that or that was Joss Whedon going, screw you, Disney. Here's my reference.
Nah, it was definitely a Disney thing. And it was to play up the whole Pinocchio, Geppetto vibe of Tony Stark and Ultron.
Perfectly.
I didn't think so.
I loved it. I thought it was very eerie.
This is the show that doesn't end. We'll just keep talking about shit, my friend. Alright, yeah, so do you have anything going on other than work, Mitch, that I don't know about? We will be going to Star Wars Weekends May 16th.
Yeah, man, maybe we can like do some on-site recording of us.
Yeah,
just,
Disney will love that.
Well, we just record something on our phone or something and post it on our Facebook page or something.
Yeah, we can do that. All right, have fun, kids.
Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Thank you for being here. Deuces.